This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How lutein and zeaxanthin protect your retina from blue light damage. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. The human eye employs a built-in defense system against blue light damage, yellow pigments called lutein and zeaxanthin that concentrate in the retina's macula and filter high-energy blue light before it can harm light-sensitive cells. Research published in peer-reviewed ophthalmology journals demonstrates that these dietary carotenoids selectively accumulate in front of photoreceptors, intercepting blue wavelengths, approximately 400 to 500 nanometers, at their source. Understanding this mechanism offers a practical window into dietary prevention of age-related macular degeneration, AMD, the leading cause of vision loss in older adults. Key takeaways: lutein and zeaxanthin are carotenoid pigments that concentrate in the macula to filter blue light before it damages photoreceptors. Typical dietary studies use approximately 10 mg lutein plus 2 mg zeaxanthin daily, with macular pigment density increasing over weeks to months. Common food sources include cooked kale, 10 to 12 mg per half cup, cooked spinach, 6 to 8 mg, and egg yolks, 0.3 to 0.5 milligrams with high bioavailability. Dietary support of natural eye defenses should precede external blue light filtering devices. Study at a glance: 10 to 12 milligrams daily lutein intake commonly examined in human studies, with macular pigment density increasing over weeks to months of consistent dietary intake. Lutein content in common foods: approximate lutein concentration per serving, mg. Data from dietary analysis studies 2020 to 2024. Cooked kale, half cup, 12 mg. Cooked spinach, half corn, 1 cup. 2 broccoli, 1 cup cooked, 2 mg. Egg yolk, 1 large, 0.5 mg. High bioavailability. Source: USDA Food Data Central, Diary Analysis Literature 2020 to 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. The eye's built-in blue light filter. The macula is the small, highly sensitive region at the center of the retina responsible for sharp, detailed vision. According to research documented in ophthalmology databases, lutein and zeaxanthin, both xanthophyll carotenoids, selectively accumulate in the macula at concentrations far higher than in other tissues. This is not random. The retina actively transports these pigments across the blood-retinal barrier and positions them in the inner plexiform and ganglion cell layers, directly in the path of incoming light. Once positioned, these yellow pigments absorb blue light, 400 to 500 nanometers wavelengths, with high efficiency. Mechanistic studies confirm that this absorption protects photoreceptors from photochemical oxidative stress, reducing the accumulation of lipofuscin, age-related cellular debris, and slowing the progression of macular degeneration. The eye, in essence, engineers its own sunglasses. Dietary sources and absorption kinetics. Lutein and zeaxanthin must be obtained from diet. The body cannot synthesize them. Bioavailability varies significantly by food source and preparation method. Cooked kale and spinach deliver 10 to 12 mg, 6 to 8 mg of lutein per half cup serving, respectively, making them the most efficient sources. Egg yolks, though lower in absolute content, 0.3 or 0.5 mg per yolk, offer superior bioavailability because lutein and zeaxanthin are fat-soluble and absorbed more efficiently when consumed with dietary lipids. Typical clinical trials examining macular pigment accumulation use daily intakes around 10 mg lutein plus 2 mg zeaxanthin. Importantly, macular pigment density does not increase overnight. Studies tracking supplementation consistently report measurable increases in optical density over weeks to months, suggesting that consistent, long-term dietary intake is required to build protective reserves. Clinical implications for age-related macular degeneration. Age-related macular degeneration represents the leading cause of irreversible vision loss in adults over 50 in developed nations. Epidemiological data from the WHO and national eye registries document the burden, and prevention strategies have become increasingly important as populations age. Lutein and zeaxanthin status, measured as macular pigment optical density, has emerged as a modifiable risk factor. Evidence suggests that individuals with higher macular pigment density face lower risk of AMD progression. A dietary strategy emphasizing leafy greens, corn, and eggs represents a low-cost, evidence-supported intervention accessible to most populations. This is distinct from, and should complement, external blue light filtering strategies, blue light blocking glasses. The internal filter, built from dietary nutrients, addresses the problem at its source, within the photoreceptor environment itself. Lutein and zeaxanthin selectively concentrate in the macula at far higher densities than elsewhere in the body, positioning themselves directly in front of photoreceptors to filter high-energy blue light and reduce photochemical damage, a protective mechanism that strengthens over weeks to months with consistent dietary intake of approximately 10 mg lutein and 2 mg zeaxanthin daily. Mechanistic and clinical literature reviewed via PubMed, PMID 34157098, 34681572. What this means for patients: incorporate lutein and zeaxanthin-rich foods, particularly cooked kale, spinach, and eggs, into your regular diet as a long-term strategy to support macular health and reduce AMD risk. Expect measurable pigment accumulation over months, not days, and prioritize consistency over supplements alone. For clinicians, counsel patients on dietary sources of macular pigments as part of preventive ophthalmology practice. Macular pigment optical density can be measured non-invasively and may serve as a biomarker for monitoring dietary compliance and AMD risk stratification in high-risk populations. For policymakers, dietary interventions for AMD prevention are cost-effective and scalable. Public health messaging on leafy greens and macular health could reduce AMD-related blindness burden at population level, particularly in aging societies. Frequently asked questions: can blue light glasses replace dietary lutein? No, external blue light filters, glasses, and internal macular pigments work at different stages of light transmission. Dietary lutein and zeaxanthin filter light at the photoreceptor level, after it has entered the eye. Both strategies may be complementary, but the internal filter addresses the fundamental mechanism of phototoxicity and should not be substituted by external devices alone. How quickly does macular pigment density increase with supplementation? Clinical studies tracking supplementation report that macular pigment optical density begins to increase measurably after 4 to 8 weeks of consistent daily intake, with continued increases over 6 to 12 months. This timeline underscores the importance of early and sustained dietary or supplemental intervention, particularly in individuals at risk for AMD. Are supplements more effective than food sources? Whole foods, particularly cooked leafy greens consumed with dietary fat, deliver lutein and zeaxanthin in a natural matrix that may enhance absorption and provide co-nutrient benefits, vitamin C, vitamin E, other carotenoids. Bioavailability studies suggest that food-based sources may equal or exceed isolated supplements in some populations, though individual variation exists. Supplements may be justified when dietary intake is consistently insufficient. The growing body of evidence on macular pigments highlights an important principle in preventive medicine. The body's natural defenses, when properly supported through nutrition, can delay or prevent age-related disease. As digital screen time increases globally and populations age, dietary strategies to strengthen the eye's internal blue light filters represent an evidence-supported, scalable approach to preserving vision health. Engaging with the science of nutritional ophthalmology empowers both patients and clinicians to make informed dietary choices before external interventions become necessary. Source: Eye Pigments as Blue Light Filters, PMID 34157983468172.